This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As we have studied the book of Ruth, we focused on the choices people made. Naomi got stuck in a bad situation by being submissive to her husband when he took the family to Moab. When tragedy struck in the deaths of her husband and sons, she was faced again with what to do. Evidently, she was living with her two daughters-in-law, Ruth and Orpah. When she heard of God's blessing in Israel, she decided to return to her homeland. This could be viewed as a genuine repentance on her part, but her spiritual perceptions were still not clear. She wasn't much help to the two daughters-in-law, being preoccupied with surviving herself. Though down on herself and her God, she was moving in the right direction. When Ruth decided to join her, she must have first thought of it as an added burden, but in time she began to see how helpful Ruth was. Gradually, the light dawned on her and she joined God in encouraging Ruth. In the end, she was not only blessed in seeing Ruth marry Boaz and having him become their kinsman redeemer, but especially in the birth of her grandson, Obed. She experienced both unintended consequences of bad decisions and also unexpected outcomes of good decisions. God never gave up on her, and finally she realized how much he cared for her. Those in the story who never repented experienced negative, unexpected consequences. Whatever they had to gain, they lost. That list includes Elimelech, Mahlon, Chilion, Orpah, and the unwilling kinsman redeemer. The memory of them is lost. Choices do matter.